Well, in the wake of last week's alleged chemical attack, the US Secretary of State John Kerry announced the possibility of a US military intervention against the Syrian regime. Some experts have argued that the intervention would make little difference to the escalating violence in Syria. With the United Nations inspectors now in Syria reviewing the situation, concrete evidence on the use of chemical weapons is yet to be released. Joel Rosenzweig reports.
As I said, unless they were willing to put a large amount of troops on the ground, it's probably not going to stop the violence, which is nominally what the objective is here. We have a country that's been in a state of civil war for the past 2 years, and you know, throwing a few missiles into the middle of that is not going to change, it's not going to stop the violence. It might, you know, tip in favour of one particular side or another, but it won't decisively change the balance, and it's not going to stop the violence. And I'm just not sure what it's going to change majorly.
Ben Rich is a PhD scholar with the Global Terrorism Research Centre at Monash University. He says a better understanding of the situation on the ground is needed before any judgment is made.
A lot of people have been very quick to jump on the Ghouta attack to lay blame at the foot of the regime, and that is a distinct possibility, but there are also a lot of other possibilities out there. I think people are sort of getting ahead of themselves without really understanding the situation on the ground and the reality. And if we look at from the perspective of, say, the Assad regime, it really doesn't make sense for them to use chemical weapons at this stage. The fact that you had UN weapons inspectors so close to the site in country, the fact that in Damascus, over the past few months, the regime has been gaining ground on the insurgency in the east around that particular city. So I'm still very concerned over what would the motivation be for the regime to use this at this particular time.
Tim Dunn is the director of the Asia-Pacific Centre for the Responsibility to Protect at the University of Queensland. He says that it is unlikely that intervention in Syria will come under Responsibility to Protect, which is a UN initiative designed to rationalise intervention in cases of genocide and war crimes.
The extent to which it's actually an R2P case is one that I think there are serious doubts about. And the reason why I don't think it's going to be an R2P case, at least not a cut-and-dried one, is that for R2P to be actioned, it has to be actioned by the Security Council. There's a clear set of agreements in international diplomacy stretching back until 2005 to say that the only institution who has the authority to for the international community to intervene in the affairs of another state to protect civilians from genocide, ethnic cleansing, or crimes against humanity is the Security Council. And that means the Security Council has to pass a Chapter 7 resolution authorising all necessary means to be used to fulfil the particular aim that's stated in the resolution.
With the fiery rhetoric coming out of the United States at the moment, Mr. Dunn says it's unlikely that the US will back down at this stage.
Well, I think if they were going to back down, they wouldn't have been making the noises that they've been making the last 48 hours. I think it's been very interesting that you combine what Hollande has been saying in Paris and with what William Hague has been saying in London and with what was being said by Secretary of State Kerry last night, I think there's a clear coordinated kind of plan that there's an attempt by those leaders to sort of mobilise public opinion around taking military action against Assad, knowing that they're very unlikely to get a Security Council resolution. It seems to me it's too coincidental that they're all saying the same kind of thing at the same time. So in my view, if they really didn't want to crash across a red line, they wouldn't have been having that kind of communication strategy.